From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with this regional news update. Today's storm disrupted lives up and down the Bay Area, knocking down trees, flooding roadways, and cutting power to tens of thousands of people. For the next few minutes, we're going to take you around the Bay with KALW reporters, beginning with Rachel Dornhelm as she commuted across the Bay Bridge.
And it was definitely, there were big gusts out there. You could see, especially the bigger trucks really moving around in the lanes, and even my small pickup, I was bouncing around. But then there were times when it was just completely calm. That was one of the most disconcerting things. And then the rain just started as I got into the city. There were some branches, little branches down when I was driving around in Oakland, and I did make sure when I parked to not find somewhere under a big tree, actually.
Before light broke, if it did at all today, KALW's Julie Kane experienced a rude awakening herself in Berkeley.
It's still pretty early in the morning, and we don't have any power here. I woke up this morning probably around 5 a.m. because of a huge explosion and flash of light coming from outside my window, which ended up being some kind of a transformer blowing electricity out right at that time. And immediately after that, a kind of burning smell kind of came wafting in through the window. That went away pretty quickly, but we're definitely don't have any power. It means things are really quiet here, except for this really beautiful sound of these wind chimes that I hung outside my bathroom window, so they wouldn't really annoy my landlady very much, and so they don't always chime. That's one way I can tell that it's really windy, is that they're really ringing this morning, and so I'm left with no power and the sound of these beautiful wind chimes, rain, and wind.
More than 150,000 people lost power today, and it remains out for tens of thousands of people as PG&E crews work to repair downed lines. Many businesses around the Bay were flooded, particularly in low-lying areas. Dozens of businesses in San Francisco's Mission District, already affected by last week's rains, were sandbagged and some soaked. KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma was there at 17th and Folsom.
It's a pretty rainy, blustery scene here. There are a lot of puddles collecting in the road, and the street is full of trucks, full of workers contracted by the city government to help facilitate the cleanup of 43 businesses in the area that were affected by the flooding and the rains. Workers are moving in and out of garages, trying to siphon out some of the water that's been collected there, providing sandbags. There's porta potties in the middle of the road, and traffic blocked off in the central lane, which indicates that they've probably been preparing for this for a while now.
The heaviest rain has fallen in the North Bay today, with reports of significant flooding in Fairfax, Novato, and Rohnert Park. Parts of Sonoma County took on nearly 8 inches of rain, and people broke out kayaks to traverse a Healdsburg parking lot. Watercraft could have come in handy as well in Alameda County, as KALW's Jeremy Dalmas found out when reporting near the Grand Lake Theater.
And in front of the Grand Lake Theater, there was a new lake that had formed right at the intersection there in front of the theater. And it was mild chaos there, with cars going halfway into the intersection, then having to turn around, people trying to plow their way through the lake. I didn't see anyone who got stuck.
Plenty of commuters ran into problems by trains, planes, automobiles, and even boats today. Streetlights went out all over the Bay Area, and several freeways temporarily shut down after lanes became impassable. That included Highway 101 near Oyster Point, just north of San Francisco International Airport. And SFO itself canceled more than 200 flights this morning. High seas forced the closure of San Francisco's Embarcadero earlier today, and treacherous waters in the bay shut down ferry service to and from San Francisco this morning, though they have restored service for the afternoon. Many people in the Bay Area, though, took the wet and windy weather in stride, including Les Steinhoff from Clancy's Christmas Trees in San Francisco.
Well, the place was pretty flat. All the Christmas trees were laying down. We got about six people here today that are lifting them up and standing them up so people, our customers, can see them if they want to come in. Some of our buildings got a little blown around. We fixed those already. So all in all, we're doing fine. It's just, you know, the usual damage from a storm. And we kind of accept it and just keep on going.
Today's storm is being propelled by tropical moisture pushing up from the South Pacific. It's a phenomenon called a pineapple express. Rain is expected through tonight, with coastal and flash flood warnings in effect across the Bay Area. Go to KALW.org for more local, national, and international news. And stay tuned after All Things Considered for KALW's Cross Currents. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.